turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
You know what? Let's just jump right in right now and let's get the latest from the evil empire.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
We've talked about it for months, you know, I don't know if I want to use the word crippled, but much less than optimal design of Windows 8, particularly for desktop or conventional laptop users. If you've got a touchscreen or tablet device, it's not bad, but the fact that they kind of tried to integrate and force you to use or at least deal with the touchscreen centric interface has really been irritating to millions of people. And we've talked all along about how they could have dealt with that initially in what I viewed as a pretty technically trivial way. I mean, I just don't think it would have taken a great deal of programming, a great deal of time, not a lot of cost. And it looks like, here's the news, that they may actually be doing this with the upcoming Windows 9, a.k.a. Check this out. You're going to hate this name. And immediately thinks of what other name they could have used that might have been better, and I don't know if it would have been better. Called Windows Threshold. Now, to me, Windows don't have thresholds. Doors have thresholds. What do Windows have? Sills. Why wouldn't you call it Windows Sill? Or why wouldn't you call it Windows Pane? Because it can be quite a pain to get to work, right?
That's right. That would have been good. But how would you you'd spell pain? The way
the way you normally do, P-A-I-N.
Or, yeah. How do you spell the window pane? Is it Y-N-E? P-A-Y-N-E? Pain?
No. P-A-I-N. How you would do it.
Yeah, that would
no,
be...
No, pain. Pain is spelled P-A-N-E.
Yeah.
But
how would you, yeah.
But the one that would be pertinently applicable
would be
P-A-I-N. Yeah. No. Actually, listen, if they do this, if they do what people are thinking they may be doing, it's not completely confirmed by Microsoft yet, but it looks like what's going to happen with Windows 9. And it's so funny because we said exactly this thing when we first talked about it, when Windows 8 was... We were still dealing with RC versions of it, pre-release. You know, what does Windows do relatively well? If you plug in a device, it installs the drivers and it works. Right? You get a new printer, boom. You get, you know, you plug in a USB drive, boom. You plug in a scanner, boom. Most of the time it works, right? I mean, you know, 98% of the time, maybe more. Why didn't they do the interface? If they had to include both interfaces, why didn't they make it so that the tablet interface became the main interface automatically when it was on a tablet? They can tell when it's on a tablet or not. If there's no tablet interface hardware-wise, you know there's no touchscreen, right? If there's no touchscreen, don't do the touchscreen interface. If there's a keyboard attached, guess what? Do the keyboard and mouse interface, you know. Apparently, that looks like that's what they're going to do with Windows 9. Now, to me, that's a big, big change. And I'll tell you, we've talked about over the preceding months how Windows 8.1 is done a pretty good job. They backed off some of the lock-in of the touchscreen technology. Now, they didn't make it easy to get around, but at least they gave you the option to get around it. You know, you've got to hunt it down. You've got to do a Google search and then do it. Right? My whole thing would have been make it automatic. I mean, the default, depending on your hardware, and then give you the ability with an icon called Interface in the control panel, right next to Internet.
Well, no.
Right?
Not right next to it, because call people would get confused.
Well, it's in alphabetical order, so that's what it would be. It would be right next to Internet. It would be Interface. And you would click on Interface, and then you could just do checkboxes. Make my default interface Windows Metro. Make my default interface conventional desktop, or whatever they wanted to call it. Stupid old school. Whatever they wanted to call it. Right? Didn't do that. So they're making great gains if this is, in fact, what ends up happening with the automatic detection of the hardware and the default interface being selected based on that. At least it makes sense. It's not completely irrational where you're forcing people that don't even have the interface to deal with that, or the hardware to deal with that interface designed specifically for that hardware. The other thing, though, is that I don't know if that's a version 9 sort of thing. I mean, maybe a Windows 8.5. I don't know. I think one of the things that's happening with, you know, well, it's like everything in life. You know, everything's accelerated. And one of the things that Google does with Chrome and Firefox now, you know, Mozilla now with Firefox and Thunderbird, is this accelerated release thing. I mean, we're up to like Firefox 25 now. You know, 2 years ago it was Firefox 3. Or whatever it was, you know, very much accelerated. And it isn't that they're doing the development quicker. And it's not like they're actually, let's just pick a number. Let's just, for may or may not be accurate at all, but let's just say there's 1,000 features difference between version 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like there's 1,000 features difference now between 3 and 4, and 4 and 5, and 24 and 25. There's maybe 6 features difference. They're not packing in that same level of change in development time into an accelerated, compressed time frame. They're just adding a number faster.
They're getting decimal lazy. They don't want to add the points anymore.
That's true.
They're just saying, just up the number. I don't want to go 3.4, 3.5, 3.5.
Although Apple's doing 7.1.2. That's the update we just talked about.
Well, now that's getting decibel happy.
Isn't that interesting? Because Apple tends to be kind of on the bleeding edge of these things.
Yeah.
And for them to not be doing it, they should be on iOS,
right?
20,
or not even numbers. They should be getting away from numbers.
Yeah. What would they use? Roman numerals?
That would make it clear.
How would you?
X Y I V V V 4 4.
Well, I mean, that's what OS X is. OS 10.
That's true. 10 is X.
Right.
Well, then they should stick with that. Doggone it. That's what we do for our Super Bowls. If it's good enough for that, we can do it for our. Software as well. Come on.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. So I am hopeful that Microsoft's on the right track, although I think still Windows 8 is just, the palette is just really ugly. It's like 1970 Peter Max.
No, you know what they're doing? They're actually making you look at that so that when they come out with their next release, they're going to change the palette, and you'll feel better, and it'll seem like it's a, you know, it's that old thing. If you don't know the difference,
that's true. What something ain't pretty until you know what's ugly.
That's right, exactly. And you know that every time you get up in the morning. Oh, look at that's ugly. So that way you appreciate the day better. That's what I do.
Appreciate the day.
When you start looking like this in the morning, everything else looks much better.
Yeah, it's the world looks good.
Much rosier.
866-821-8255, talking about new versions of highly anticipated OSs. Google's coming out with Android L soon. And kind of an interesting name. You were talking about they shouldn't use numbers anymore. Mm-hmm. There you go. Android's L. Android L. Now, what's L in Roman numerals? 50, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. L is 50.
V is
10. V is 10.
No, V is 5.
Excuse me.
Yeah, X is 10.
X is 10. We just talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah, V is 5.
What is 1?
1 is...
1 is 1.
1 is 1.
Except...
No, 1 is I, uppercase I.
Yeah, it would be I.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you know when you do the 1, you're like 4 is 1 V.
Right.
So it's 5 minus, it's like minus 1.
Minus 1.
So you have to do like, you know, math. to it just and when you do that, I'm out. That's why I don't use Roman numerals. Are you kidding me?
Is that the only reason you don't use? Otherwise, you'd be using Roman numerals.
It's
kind of
like
that
I before E except after C.
Right.
What is that?
Except that's not true.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's a lie. It drives me crazy, man.
That's like you were asking about the greater than less than.
Yeah.
And we explained the object being on the right. And it's the same thing with the V, with the I before it.
Yeah.
The object is the 5, the
every
V,
day, but one
less 1. It's okay, man. You can do it.
No!
You can do it!
No!
You're like the Star Trek robot with the smoke coming out of your ears. We'll get into the details of new Android L, highly anticipated, right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.